Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Proverbs 30:11 through 17, I think. It's very powerful in the Amplified. I turned right to it. How interesting. There is a class of people who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. There's a class of people who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not washed from their own filth. There's a class of people, oh, how lofty are their eyes and their raised eyelids. Such insane pride. The leech has two daughters, give, give. Verse 17, the eye that mocks the father and scorns to obey a mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out and the young vultures will devour it. Actually, the person who hasn't forgiven father and mother is never content, never has enough. So they become spiritually blind.
Well, having come through myself, having to forgive, being brought to the place where I could even see that I needed to forgive, because the one of the main problems is what the scripture says is the ravens will eat out your eyes, and so you don't even see that you're bitter. And it takes the Holy Spirit to send somebody or take you, it just takes the Holy Spirit to bring you to that even reality, because I don't want to say I had no idea, because that wouldn't be completely honest, because I wouldn't be God would not be fair if I had no idea, okay? But I had so pushed that away from my life, just ignored it, pushed it away, not dealt with it, not taken responsibility for it, until I couldn't see. And so in my life, it was Martha was able to come because the Holy Spirit brought her into my life, and thank God, I came to that repentance by the Holy Spirit and that revelation by the Holy Spirit, because you don't. You because of your choices, because of that bitterness, you no longer see until the Holy Spirit brings you to that place. Is that okay?
I have an elderly friend in her 90s, and she has been going through tremendously difficult times. She's been grieving many things in her life, and when I go to see her, she's crying a lot and confused, you know, just really having a struggle. And I will sit beside her and we will either hold hands or I will draw her to me and we just repeat the Lord's Prayer over and over. And she will come to, I can feel it in her that she comes to a place of peace. And we get real tickled about the transgressions or the debtors. We get confused, and we'll giggle. The two of us are like two schoolgirls that will start giggling when we can't quite get it out. But it has been really powerful to witness the Lord's Prayer settle her spirit.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Ready to do a series on proclaiming God's word and promises over your situation, or really, it's part of our kingdom living anyway. We are to propagate his blessings here on earth, proclaim his blessings. And so one of our kids, one of six, and we proclaim blessings over them, each one, basically on scripture. And one of our last one, we had told him many times that he's our beloved son in whom we're well pleased. It's a scripture that we all know. And so he felt that. He knew that blessing that we proclaimed over him, that he really is our beloved son. We're well pleased in what you're doing in your life, in your spiritual journey, in your schooling. We proclaim that scripture and that blessing and that promise that he gained his identity that way. And even in his yearbook in the public school, when Linda wrote a little ditty, if you will, about him, it was that scripture, Brenton, our beloved son, in whom we're well pleased, and gave the scripture. And so the day that he was going to be baptized, and we let each of our children decide when they were ready to be baptized, it was his senior or junior year, anyway, in high school. And he gave a tremendous excerpt on why he was being baptized in his faith. But the day that we knew that he was going to be baptized, we pull out of the garage, and his car was sitting in the third car garage or driveway, and we pulled out, and there was a dove sitting right there on his car. And of course, we know the scripture when God the Father said to his son, "You are my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased." This dove landed on Jesus. We saw this dove sitting there on Brenton's car. And we looked at each other and we said, "Did you see what I saw?" Knowing that he was going to give a testimony on his faith and be baptized that day. He was living out that scripture, and God the Father validated that day. I mean, it was just amazing. As you proclaim and propagate his promises and his blessings on your children, you speak his identity, the Father's identity, to your kids through scripture.
We've learned from Derek Prince on YouTube about proclamation. And we have seen the power of it. Every time I've heard him, he and his little wife, first Lydia and then Ruth, would proclaim together. We've been learning the transliteration, the Jewish transliteration of the word shalom. But the meaning of shalom in ancient Hebrew is to break, destroy the authority that binds us to chaos. Isn't that incredible? Shalom breaks and destroys the authority that binds us to chaos. We were learning proclamation and the power of sound and the fact that it must be spoken. It has to be spoken just as the word, God spoke the word to create. We watched this thing. You can see it on YouTube. It's called The Sound Experiment. Help me describe it. It's a square table with a sound. What would it be?
It's connected with speaker wires. And it's a metal plate. And they put salt or sand on top of it. And then they take decibels. They play mute tones at certain decibels. And each decibel, it makes a pattern, like a snowflake pattern. And so, and they're ordered. It's completely ordered, and it's completely, it's perfectly formed. And then they'll move up to another decibel. It'll change. It'll shift, and it'll change into another shape. But it's not like a chaotic shape. It's a perfectly ordered shape, like a snowflake. And just knowing that when the Father speaks through us, that we're literally bringing order and peace and blessing into what we're speaking.
He is creating through us the order. It's fascinating because it makes, on one lower decibel, it will make a certain order, but the higher the decibel, the more intricate is the order of the sand, and it moves in response to that, just a tone at a certain decibel, not even music. But it demonstrates the power of sound and we have he wants us to declare it as you share, to speak the proclamation.
And so, like, when you were doing speaking that into your son, you literally were creating, forming the order of God into his life. That's just phenomenal.
It is.
Just phenomenal.
There was a prayer that we prayed one night that was such a God Rhema prayer, if you know what I mean by that. It was downloaded into my spirit, and we were praying. And I believe this to this day. And it was, Lord, and we pray for our kids and our grandchildren, but Lord, not one child or grandchild from this generation on will be lost to the kingdom of darkness, but will serve and stand in front of you and serve your kingdom, the kingdom of God here on earth. And I believe that prayer. I believe he's answering that prayer today, and he will continue to answer that prayer because of the patriarch and matriarch calling that Linda and I have on our family. Our parents were American Christians. They went to church. But we're standing and serving the kingdom of God, and we're putting a stake in the ground, and we're battling for our grandchildren. We're battling for our kids to serve the kingdom of God here on earth.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.